Well, hello, listeners. Guess who? It is me. It is Prem. And on the other side, we have the lovely Rogue.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the LSD show.
Rogue, how you doing? How was your weekend?
You know, I can't even remember. Which is a bad sign.
Is it an age thing again? Joking, kidding.
No, it's not an age thing, and it's not an LSD
least,
thing.
You're at least 5 years away from Alzheimer's.
Thanks.
At least.
That's cute. This, ladies and gentlemen, is my baby brother who says outrageous things.
Hello.
And then he puts his pinky to his tooth and flashes his dimple, Austin Powers style, and gets away with absolutely murder.
She's exaggerating.
Outrageous nonsense.
My mother never bought it for a second.
And neither did your sister, and that's it. The two women on earth who are immune to your charms.
Damn it. So, guys, we have a very exciting show lined up. We're going to be discussing chemistry.
Chemistry 101. We are going to talk about whether chemistry is the most basic science when it comes to love, sex, and dating. And we're going to talk about Veronica, Archie, and Reggie.
What? What is this? Yeah. Back to Riverdale again?
Indeed. We're going to go back to school. So all that and more coming up. But before we go, Prem, how was your weekend?
Before you ask me that, let me ask you something. Do you know what LSD actually stands for?
Yeah.
What? What does it stand for?
Lysergic acid diethylamide.
My God, see? My sister is a walking, talking encyclopedia. You can ask her anything and she knows it. Unless she doesn't have a Wi-Fi signal next to her.
Oh, no, I don't have a Google brain. I have a real brain. This is really
No, she
me.
Does. She really does. So it was a long weekend and it was great. I spent the day at the beach in Malibu and it was absolutely stunning and gorgeous. So I actually enjoyed myself. What about you, Rogue? What did you do?
We already went over that, and it was not pretty.
Oh, yeah, which was what was it?
I don't remember.
Exactly.
If I think really hard. No, let me tell you what I did. I met school friends on the Saturday. So I've been to many schools. Our parents moved a lot. And weirdly enough, in the daytime, I met friends from one school, and in the evening I met people I haven't seen since graduation. Oh, two people I haven't seen since I finished 10th grade at night. And we had something called the endless stem, which means basically we got a lot of wine, topped up, unlimited. And let's just say the next day was not very pretty. So I spent the next day pretty much resting. Because it was nauseating to stand up.
We never include the next day in the equation ever, just to let you know.
Right. So I had a really fun weekend, if you count the one day that I had fun.
There you go.
It was very soaked. It was a very wet weekend in Bombay. Okay, that sounds just bad. Right. I meant it was raining and I was drinking lots of wine. So get your minds out of the gutter. We'll be back
after this tiny break.
Hello, lovely people. It is now time for Chemistry 101. Take out your notepads, your pencils, and what else did we use for chemistry? Test tubes.
Apparatus.
Yes. In my school, I actually had a running tab at the chemistry lab for all the crap I broke. Like, I would just walk in and be like, "Acha, pichle hafte ka kitna hai? Ye lo." And then we all knew that I was going to break more things. So running. Our mother was like, "What are you doing in there?" I was expressing my frustration with chemistry. But there are other kinds of chemistry which are much more enjoyable or not. Isn't that right, Prem?
Absolutely. So our first question is written by Shraddha. And she was asking, how important is chemistry? Is it absolutely crucial to have a relationship?
Sex.
Sex?
Sex.
Sex.
Rogue, what do you think about that?
Ooh, this is a little complicated because If you'd asked me this question 10 years ago, I would have said chemistry is crucial. You cannot have a relationship, a dating relationship, without chemistry. But now my stance has changed a little bit. Not entirely. I still think some chemistry is important because you have to get along with each other. But it also, there's a corollary, which is that chemistry itself on its own is not enough. Prem, you're looking very puzzled. What's going on?
It's not just puzzled. I think you know what I'm about to say.
I do.
And you know what my opinion is going to be. So here it is, that it is so important, imperative to have chemistry, to have a physical relationship. I mean, you can have different kinds of chemistry, no doubt about
it. Yes, this is true. You can.
You can have, like for example, there's so many girls who are in my life, but they are my rocky sisters because there's no chance, there's no way that I could have a physical chemistry with them. Doesn't mean that I'm not friendly with them, that we don't vibe, that we don't get along, we do a lot of fun stuff together, but we don't have that kind of chemistry. And I think and I know for a fact that for two people to have that kind of a relationship, chemistry is vital.
So sexual chemistry, you're saying, is vital. Now, see, this goes back to another episode we've done before about persuasion, which is that this happens to a lot of people. You know, you're best friends with somebody or really good friends with somebody, and you get along like a house on fire. You laugh a lot. You share lots of secrets and you are good for each other. And, you know, eventually one of you has the hots for each other, but the other one doesn't reciprocate. And lots of people just stay there. They just stay there hoping that their charms will be revealed to their friend. And they'll start seeing them sexually as well. And once in a while it does happen. You know, this is what books and movies are made on, is that you look at that person and you suddenly notice their eyes are so beautiful and their mouth is so kissable. And for years you haven't noticed it before. But I think as you get older, you realize that chemistry is a little more superficial than you'd imagine, because you start prioritizing things differently. So for me, when I was younger and there were more fish in the sea, chemistry was so crucial but I was also spoiled for choice. So if I didn't like one guy because he was not tall enough or was not like skinny enough or didn't have a six pack or whatever, had a mustache, which I wasn't rocking my world, I just felt like, you know, there's no chemistry, there's no mojo, and I would move on. But there were choices. I'm still single.
I thought you loved mustaches.
There's a certain type.
So manly.
There's a certain type.
The Shikari Shambhu type. You know, he had that,
handlebar mustaches.
The handlebar mustache. That's the one.
Yeah. I rocks my vote. I love Shikari Shambhu. So sexy. Moving on. So you reject these people because you don't have chemistry, even though they're nice guys and you get along really well with them. And then some years later, you're thinking, where did all the nice guys go? I spent all this time chasing all the hot boys with chemistry and they turn out to be douchebags. So you start to reevaluate where chemistry fits in the spectrum. Also, of course, when your choices are narrower, you start to, I won't say settle, but you start to look beyond the superficial. Does that make sense? Am I making sense to you? You, of course, have no empathy here because you have too many fish in the sea. But for a normal person who's like average looking, doesn't meet like supermodels all the time, you know, do you think sexual chemistry is... Maybe you can find sexual chemistry, right? Now maybe we should try kissing that person and seeing if it works. But then you also stand the chance.
I don't know. I come from a very different school of thought. And in my books, if there's no passion... From the get-go, then it's tough. Then you just... I think there's somewhere on so many levels, you're just forcing it, or you're like bending backwards, or you're just kind of compromising a lot of things just to make things work. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but I just feel that it's very important to have that feeling.
I agree.
And it should be mutual.
I'm just saying that look beyond the initial spark, because that is often just hormones and superficial hotness. So yes, of course it's important. You can't, like, you shouldn't go into a sexless, passionless relationship just because you enjoy stuff together, because then you're just, I mean, best friends without benefits. That's not a real relationship. You have to want each other, but
of course, it's somewhere down the line that that passion, that explosion of love for each other,
yeah,
is
going to
reduce
too.
For sure. And what you are left with is companionship, which is something that we've discussed a lot over the past few episodes. But when Shraddha asks how important chemistry is, I think it's like right up there. I would say probably number one, if not the top three at least.
All right. Well, I would break it down and say sexual chemistry, not so much. Intellectual, emotional chemistry, definitely. Like, what are you even doing if you don't have that, right? So we're sort of hedging here. But
so, Shraddha, I think it's each to his own. If you ask 100 people, you're going to get 100 different opinions. But let me just tell you that you heard two of the best opinions that you could ever hear. So you're in good hands. All right. And having said that, we will be right back. And we're back, guys.
Yay, hooray, zippity-doo-dah.
So, like, wow, so much excitement on Rogue's part. I've never seen her so happy. I wonder if it's because of what she's going to be discussing next. Something to do with Archie Comics, Betty, Veronica.
Yeah, it's like a comic book, but in real life. Actually, you know, the Archie Comics were never resolved very peacefully. It was always like a lot of tension and not a happy ever after for anybody. Poor Archie, like, being tossed around, and those two girls still managing to be friends when they've got rivalry going on for this freckled redhead. I wonder if he looks like Trump when he grows up.
I know.
All right, let's get to the question.
Yes, yeah, so take it away, Rogue.
Love.
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 And.
Dorkiness.
So we've got this person who's written in, and we, because we're subversive like that, have decided to name her Veronica. Veronica recently met a nice guy called Archie, and they've gone out on a few dates, and there's chemistry 101, and she likes him, but they're taking it easy. They're taking it one step at a time, she writes, and there's been no talk with a capital T, and no, there's no commitment. You know, they're seeing each other. They're seeing where it goes. Enter Reggie. She met this new guy over the weekend, and he's really charming, really fun. Asked for her number, she gave it to him. Now she's having second thoughts. Should she see him? She wants to know. What do you think, Mr. Prem?
Wow, a position or a situation I'd like to be in for sure, where you have someone and then someone new walks in and it's again so exciting. Mm-hmm. Nice, I like it. Shraddha, well done.
Her name is not Shraddha.
But
her name is Veronica.
I have a feeling, Veronica, I have a feeling that you may not be able to play it to the gallery, and I think you're going to mess it up.
Wow.
So this is my advice to you.
That's a little harsh.
Just take it from the pro. So this is what may happen. You may ditch the first guy based on how you feel right now with the second guy, which is not a bad thing because it's, again, new, it's exciting, it's fresh. But what might happen is that you will let the first guy go, you'll be with the second guy, and you might realize that, oh my God, I don't want to be with this guy, I like the first guy. So my advice to you would be, Veronica, is that if this guy, the first guy, is on the fence, I think if you've been with him for about a month, it's good enough time to bring up that conversation just to see where he stands. If you get an indication that, you know, things are looking up, he is really interested, then it's something that you have to decide. But if you get an indication that he's just in it for the short haul, if that's a word, then maybe that would become very clear to you about what you must do, which is go with the second guy.
I don't agree.
What?
So first of all, I think there's nothing wrong in playing the field if you're not being exclusive. Just be honest with yourself. You don't have to tell them about each other, but you can, I mean, you don't have to say, Archie, I want you to know that I am now considering going on a date with Reggie. Okay, I have gone on a date with Reggie. Okay, now I have slept with him. You can just, if asked, say, yeah, I'm seeing other people. And the same with Reggie. If he asks you, you say, I don't have a boyfriend, but I am seeing other people, so that they know that you're not being exclusive.
Wow. I just want to applaud right now because I feel like we've really reversed roles. This is actually Prem speaking, and I've taken the rogue angle out. My point was from exclusively and only from Veronica's point of view about what may actually happen. See, what you're saying is a hypothesis.
Really?
Okay? What I'm saying is reality. That she would be, oh my God, am I doing the right thing? Can I actually pull this off? Oh, I'm so confused. I'm so nervous. I will fuck it up.
Okay, so I think you're actually right there because I know that I'm sort of overcompensating for her being a girl. Prem, if this question had come from a guy, what would you tell him? Would you tell him the same thing?
Maybe not, but depending on the guy, like there are a few, there are a few friends I know whom I would give the exact advice as I did to Veronica because they can't handle it and it's okay. It's not a bad thing. And, sometimes it weighs on you, it weighs on your conscience and it shows up and then you really mess it up when you bring it up when it's too late. So,
okay.
In certain situations, it's better to be clear about at least how you feel.
About one person.
Yeah, and Veronica clearly is in two minds at a very early stage.
Yeah, so, but then there's the chance of, you know, shutting doors. Like you said, you know, you could end up without anybody, which is, again, not a bad thing, Veronica. It's okay to be alone and it's okay to have chosen nobody over two substandard people.
Nah, but I think it's more fun to have two people. And then if not, at least one person, then no one.
Yeah, fair enough. And if you're still evaluating Archie, I think if you can handle it and you want to evaluate Reggie at the same time and have some fun and keep your mind straight and not get confused, then I think more power to you. Do it. But just be honest. Don't let either one of them or yourself think that you're being exclusive with him. Like that would be my key advice to you. And Prem, I also don't quite agree with you about trying to broach the talk with Archie. It looks like it's early days. Let them coast. You should get to know each other. If you start feeling...
Why am I not surprised?
If you start feeling sort of pressured, like you really want to know where this is going, or you start liking the other person enough that you want to make it exclusive, then have the talk. It's not necessary to do it just because there's somebody else on the scene, I think. As long as you're not lying and you're not doing anything that you will feel cornered about later or will regret later, like, you know, which you won't know until later, unfortunately.
So there you have it, Veronica. Just like Shraddha, even you have two very different viewpoints and something that you can decide and choose from. But again, what's constant, it's from the best.
And we're really giving you like every angle that you can think of. We're trying not to confuse you, but we're trying to get you to think more about where you are, what your priorities are, what you can handle. And our basic advice to everybody always is be honest, at least with yourself, and the rest will follow. Just be aware.
Yeah, and Veronica, feel free to write in with a little more detail as to what's going on. And, you know, if any new development has happened since then, just write in and we'll be more than happy to address that.
Yay! We'll be like Miss Grundy and Mr. Weatherby, but hipper and cooler and funner and sexier and never mind.
Yeah, that's a very pretty picture. On that lovely, drabby, depressing note, we'll be right back.
And we're still talking about chemistry,
yes,
and
we
we're still
are.
Talking about school, because that's how we are. One track mind, or two track mind in this case. But here's an interesting thing. Prem in high school dated one of a set of identical twins. He was the envy of everybody in the school, and I think one of his friends was dating the twin sister. But it's curious to me, because outwardly you would imagine you have the same chemistry with both of them. So how do you, like, how did that work for you? Could you tell them apart, first of all?
You know, it's the funniest thing you get asked when you're dating a twin. If people ask you, how can you tell the difference? They look the same. But when you spend time with them, you realize that they are so different from each other. Okay, so the one that I dated was definitely more shy and more feminine than the other one, because the other one was a bit of a tomboy. But they looked physically, they were pretty fit, they looked the same. The only difference between them and the way that one could differentiate was that one used to have a hairstyle on the left side parting, and the other one had it on the right side parting.
Tell me they didn't dress alike. This is high school. Oh, but they were in school uniform, because we...
And they used to do some crazy things. They would attend each other's classes.
Naughty.
Teachers could not tell them apart. Yeah, very naughty. But it was, again, it's school, it's exciting, it's fun. And as far as the chemistry goes, it was definitely very different between the two of them. So there was no debate in my mind as far as, like, choosing or being confused for even 1 second.
Interesting. So this underscores what I've been saying, which is that sexual chemistry is actually driven by other things, because you clearly got along with one of them better, even though physically they looked exactly the same. So you would imagine attraction based on just superficial things would be identical, two identical twins, but it wasn't.
True.
So I'm so smart. Essentially,
yes.
Shraddha.
You are. And Watson has done it again. Well deduced, sir.
If you insist. Fine. You can be Sherlock.
So, Rogue, I think it's that time of the day where we bid farewell and say bye. And for all you listeners out there, you know where to catch us or find us, which is LSD Cast.
Or Cast. If you're Indian.
Okay, fine. LSD cost at sonologue.com. That's sonologue.com.
And at LSD cast on Twitter and on Facebook. So find us, give us updates on your life. We're going to.
And just spread the word. Just spread the word. Just tell people about the show.
Yeah, and we'll handle your delicate issues with care. So send them over.
All right, till next time.
Ciao.